Be'ezah Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shmini, the eighth and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Beis Bechirin, the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Seif HaVoida. We're continuing the theme of the previous Perek regarding the obligation to fear the Beis HaMikdash because of the divine presence as dear. We continue with a similar discussion regarding the obligation of being Shomer, the Beis HaMikdash, to guard the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam first qualifies this halacha. Halacha Aleph, Shmiras HaMikdash, guarding the Beis HaMikdash, mitzvah saseh, is a positive commandment. Now, although there's no fear from any enemies, but let me list them enough from bandits. What are we protecting? Shein shmirase el kavalei, because the guarding is an honor guard for the Beis HaMikdash. Eden demin paltan, because you cannot compare a palace sheyesh lev shomer, which have guards, lepaltan shein lev shomer, to a palace that doesn't have guards. Now halacha beis shmir zu, this guarding mitzvah se kol halayla. Its mitzvah was the entire night. Hashemim and the guards, him akahanim alavim, other kahanim alavim, shenam akasaz the pasuk in Bamidbar. Ve'ato uvenecha itach, you and your sons with you, lefnei oli edus, in front of the tent of the testimony, kolayim, in other words, atim tiyu shemili, you should guard it. By neman, like it says over there, v'shamers mishmeres oil maid, they should guard the guarding of the oil maid. The neman, like it says, v'achayim kedim lefnei oil maid mizracha, those who were settling, they settled on the east, in front of the oil maid to the east, are Moshe v'Aaron uvanav Shemir Mishmeres HaKadosh, Moshe and Aaron and their children, which is Shevet, which are Levim and the Kehanim, which were the ones who would guard the holy guard. Halacha Gimel, now ve'imbitlu Shemir, if they nullify and they avoid this guarding, Avraham Leis to say they violate a negative prohibition. Like it says in the pasuk, Ushmartim es Mishmeres HaKadosh, they should guard the holy guard. Now ulashayin Shmira, the terminology of Shemira of guarding is Azari. Generally, the Torah, when the Torah tells you to guard something, it's a negative prohibition. It's a warning. This comes to teach you. Shashmirasai, the guarding is mitzaseh, it's a positive commandment, like it says you should do it. Ubitul shmirasai, and the nullifying of that guarding is a mitzaseh, it's a negative prohibition. Now, look at Dalad Ram tells us regarding how this mitzvah of the guarding was done. Mitzah shmirasai, the mitzvah of its guarding, was shiya kahan mshemim bifinim. The kahan should guard from the inside, and the levim would guard from the outside. There would be 24 groups that would guard the Beis HaMikdash every single night constantly. Barbav Esther Makam in 24 different locations. Hakan B'Shleish Mekayimus, Hakan in three places. And the reason is because it says three times in the Torah by the Kahanim, Shemira, Shemir Mishamartel, Mishmeres. And the Levim Echad Esther Makam, and the Levim would be in the other 21 places. Now, Halacha Hei Ve'echad Yishem, we were the 24 places. So Kahanim, in their three places, Hayishem, they would guard the face of Tinas, which that was a chamber where they would make the Keteris called Beis HaTinas because of the family that made it. Uveves HaNitzutz, which it was like a pavilion that was opening from one side within the Shahar Nitzutz towards the Azar, where they were going from the gate inside, which the sparks of the sun would spark over there, and also the fire over there was much. Therefore, they called this chamber Beis HaNitzutz, the house of the spark, the chamber of the spark. Uveves HaMaikid, and the third place would be in the chamber of the Maikid, which was called that way because there was a fire constantly burning over there, which is what Maikid means. So therefore, it's called Beis HaMaikid. Now, Beis HaTinas and Beis HaNitzutz, two of these places with the Kahanim would guard, Hoyalias Benuyas Bitzad Shar Azara. These were upper stories that were built on the side of the gates of the Azara. Vahareven Hoyashemisham, and the young Kahanim would guard over there on the top of those two places. Now, Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, the third location, was actually a keeper, was a dome. Uvais Gadlai was a large chamber. Mukuf Ruvad and Shalevin was surrounded with rows of stone, which were like these platforms that were sticking out of the walls of the room from the inside into the Beis HaMikdash, and on top was another row that was coming out of the wall, a little bit narrower than the row beneath it, and so to one on top of the other, which was like steps going all around the perimeter of the inside of this chamber. And Mezikni Vesav Shalais HaYoim, the elderly of that specific family of that Mishmah that of Shalai Zim of that day, because it was different family members of that larger Mishmer that had every single day, they would sleep over there. Maftach es Azar b'yadim, and the keys of the Azar, which was closed at night, was in their hands. Halach above, lohaya kan shemim, once we're mentioning about their sleeping, so the kan that would guard, they weren't yishen mevig dekunda, they wouldn't sleep with the kahana garments. Rather, they would fold it, manichan isam connected to shem, they would put them opposite their heads, but lehishen big they would wear their own clothing when they would sleep. They would sleep on the ground, like all those who guard the courtyards of the king. They don't sleep on beds, they sleep on the floor. If, let's say, a tumah of kri, of seminal discharge, happened to one of them during the nighttime, so Shetach HaZakak, he would go in that spiral staircase that went beneath the ground with the Beis HaMikdash, because the Balkari is not allowed to go through the Azara. Shemechilas HaPesuchas LaHarabayis Lo Yiniskachu, because the caves that went and opened up into the Temple Mount, they weren't sanctified. So he was able to go in that area beneath the Beis HaMikdash. But Tovel, he would immerse himself in the mikvah there on the bottom. Then he would come back and stay and sit next to his fellow Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash until they opened up the gates in the morning. And then he would go out and leave, because although he's already immersed himself, he's what's called a Tful Yom. He's not going to be in the Azara until he has sundown. Now, we spoke about the three places of the Kahanim. Where's the 21 places that the Levim would guard? So he had Al-Khamisha Shari Harabais. He had by the five gates of the Temple Mount, and from the four corners in the inside of the entirety of the Temple Mount. Then he had further in Val-Arab Pinas Hazar Mibachutz, the four corners of the courtyard on the outside. Why on the outside? She'as Alesha Bazar could not sit in the Azar itself, so they guard on the outside and they could sit. Val-Khamisha Shari Azara, and then they had by the five gates of the Azar, so we had on the corners of the Azar, then we had these five gates going into the Azar, which, and that would also be Chutz Lazar out of the courtyard. Now, although there's actually really seven gates to the Azara, but Shariya Kahanim Shemrim, but the Kahanim, they guarded Al Shah HaMaikid Al Shah Nitzitz by the gate of the Maikid and the gate of the Nitzitz, so therefore that would be the other two. Harishman Asamakam, so that was 18 places. Then Halacha Tes, we said there was 21. Another three places was Va'id Shemrim Balishka Sakarban, so those were distinct by the four corners and by the gates. But then there's another three, by Chambalishkas of carbon. They guarded by the chamber of the carbon, of Alishkas HaPareches, the chamber of the curtain, which that's where they wove, that's where they did the weaving of the curtains. Vachar Beis HaKaparis, and behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is called the chamber of the curtain, of the Kaparis, which is that which is on top of the Aron HaKodesh, that's the other three places that Levim were. Now, Halacha Yud Katez is regarding that there was someone in charge of this guarding that was going on. They appointed one person in charge on all the groups that were guarding. He was called the man of the Temple Mount. And he would go around from group to group the entire night. And he had these torches that were lit in front of him. Any group that didn't stand up and tell him, Ish Harbayis, master of the temple of the mount, Shalom Alecha, greeting upon you. If he didn't say this, Nikar Shur Yashim, it was recognizable that the guy was obviously sleeping. So Chifti Bamakli, we hit him with a stick. And he actually even had permission to burn that person's garment. Until they would say in Yerushalayim, Makob Azar, what's that noise going on in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash? They would say, Kol ben Levi, it's the voice of a Levi that's loika that's getting hit, uvagadim nisrafen, and his garments are being burned, shayashno mishmarta, because he was sleeping on his post that he was supposed to be guarding. Halachid al bashachar in the morning, koim shiala mura shachar samachlai, before the break of dawn, sometime near that, yeva ha'munash al mikdash, so the one in charge of the Beis HaMikdash would come, be yidbuk al kahanim shabbe Beis HaMikdash, he would knock on where the kahanim was sleeping over there in the Beis HaMikdash, and it would open up the gate for him. Notless Maftechsi, who take the key that they had, Ufasach Shah HaKatan, he would open up the small gate which was in the Shah HaGadol, which was where you enter from the Beis HaMikdash to the Azara, Shabain Beis HaMikdash bin Azara, which was between this Beis HaMikdash where they were staying and the Azara itself. V'nichnas me Beis HaMikdash Azara, so then they would enter from the Beis HaMikdash to the Azara. V'nichnas u'achrav HaKahanim, and behind him would enter the Kahanim. So they're coming into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And they had these two torches of fire in their hands. And then they divided into two different groups. There was one group that went to the east, one group that went to the west. And they went and they checked out the whole Azar to make sure everything was in place. Until the two groups reached to the place where they would make the chavitin, which was the special mincha that a Kohen Gadol had every single day, half in the morning, half in the evening, which was the chamber to the left of the eastern gate. When they both reached to that point, they would say, Shalom, is everything at peace? Hakol Shalom, they would say, yes, everything is in order. And then they put in charge those who make the chavitin to start making the chavitin, start boiling up the water to make these special chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Like the order we described, they would do every single night. The one difference was on Friday nights, that they weren't holding their hands the torches, because although it's only rabbinically forbidden because of muktzah, which generally don't have them in the Beis HaMikdash, but since it's possible to do it without it, they didn't permit it. Ella rather Boitkin Baneris had Lukud Shom Me'er Shabbos. Rather, they would inspect with the lamps that were lit there from before Shabbos, which was there, and they didn't have to hold it. That would be the one difference that they had on Friday nights from every single night. Sliklu Hilchas Beis Bechiris Yad Shemaya. We have concluded the Halachas of Beis Hamikdash with divine assistance, and may we merit to have it speedily in our days.